what I wanted to know was how you master the papers, but also how you get a real understanding of whatever area that you're reading. I've seen you go head to head with a microbiologist and completely, you destroyed her evidence. We couldn't use it. It wasn't helpful, Joe. Thank you very much. And also with a paediatrician, you just tore his report to shreds.
Yeah, he was an unprofessional witness, and it was a total joy.
Yeah, I don't think I'd seen you any happier than after that, to be
No,
honest with you.
no. The point is, I don't think I've ever had a case before where, as a result of my cross-examination, I've succeeded in an application for the entirety of his written records and his oral evidence to be expunged from any file to have no weight placed whatsoever on his contribution.
She did that.
I did. So what do? I research. I do Google Doctor. I belong to a number of medical institutions. So I look up their training to check whether they've done what their training requires them to do. I look up, but if it's a hospital, I don't want to give too much of my stuff away here, but now I'm sort of committed to the deal. I'll check and see what their complaints record is like. I'll see how often the hospital and that particular department have been referred for underperforming. I'll check what the lab hygiene standards are like, and then I'll check what the gold standard is for the microbiology results, and I'll compare it to what they've done. I'll look to see if they've done the samples. I'll look to see whether they've taken the right tests at the right time at the right intervals, and whether they've applied the guidelines for the children as opposed to the adults, because that's often where people cock up. So I Google stalk them in obsessive amount of detail. Go back to that neurodiversity point we talked about before. Because it's a competition, all right, and I want to win. I want to win every single witness. I never go into a case without thinking, however bad it is, and the only reason I get instructed is because it's really bad. Anyone listening to this should realise that as a legal aid silk, you need to get governmental approval in order to have us instructed. And we can only be appointed when the powers that be, with their very, very, very tiny purse, decide to open it a little way and let the little, silk breath come out. And there we come out, and we brush off our dusty shoulders and we appear. But we are used in a tiny proportion of cases because we're an expensive resource for the Legal Aid Fund. And when we come into cases, it's because there is no other way that the court can fairly dispense the concept of justice to parents. And so if we're going to be used, then I think it's our responsibility to try and make a difference. But it means that there's no winners in the cases I do. I'm only in because it looks like it's a slam dunk. So that's got to be something you take as the challenge.
Thank you for listening to the Advocacy Podcast, Journeys to Excellence. If you enjoyed the episode, please subscribe and visit us at theadvocacypodcast.com for reading lists and other resources. Until next time.